How's everybody liking your dinner? All right, so we're going to start things off again here with a door prize. All right, Miss Lisa, shake them up.
We have a gift bag with bathroom cleaner, scent circles, and kitchen soap from Mary Beth World of Scent. Shanna Ray. Can you raise your hand, Shanna? We'll have somebody bring it to you.
Congratulations. And thank you, Mary Beth, for your donation. All right. Oh, first timer. Woo! All right. We're going to do another one. I'm getting told by the treasurer we have to do another one. All right. Does anybody oppose? No. All right. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Let's do it.
So let's do some cash. $25 donated by GSGDHI. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good job.
Darcy Elliott.
All right.
Yeah.
Raise your hand, Darcy. Congratulations, Miss Darcy. All right, everybody. So we're going to get started tonight with our awards portion of the program. And we're going to start with Christy Crespin and our scholarship winners for 2019. All right, Christy, it's all up to you now. And
hi,
everybody,
everyone.
Real quick, sorry, Christy. If you could please kind of keep down the noise a little bit so everybody can hear, it would be much appreciated. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. As chair of the scholarship committee, I am so pleased that we have not only our two of our scholarship winners here tonight, but we also have John Mavis from Active Blind Incorporated, who Active Blind Incorporated is our benefactor. So I would like to introduce John to say something. And then also with John is Linda Keeney. And then we will introduce our two scholarship winners that are here tonight and have them say something. Before I do that, though, I want to thank my committee, Robert Wendt, Linda Perrell, Leslie Tom, Rob Turner, Nellie Emerson, and so without further ado, John Mavis.
Good evening to the board, all the officers and so forth, delegates and all. I am coming here as a representative of Active Blind Incorporated, who, seeing the Fort Worth putting out some scholarships many years ago, there was a gentleman in 1940 who walked out of a college in Chicago with an AB or BA, since I'm not a college person. You guys can tell me more about that. I guess it was a BA in business And he went to work in Buffalo, New York for several years and retired from there and moved to California with his family. And he then started getting involved with the California Council for the Blind. He had it incorporated. He had Active Blind incorporated and decided to set up a scholarship fund. And so for the last, I don't know how many years now, probably 20 years or so, the Active Blind Incorporated has presented 4 scholarships a year. And it's nice now that Chrissy and her group is now seeing that it's taken care of. For a couple of years there, we had a little problem, but yeah, I think it's straightened out now, and we got it going on the right plane. Tony Menino was a big donor who raised all the money and has the money put away. His family oversees it since he is now passed on. And I'm glad to see that a couple of the scholarship winners showed up. And I hope that we can make them a little bit happier by giving them money to help them through college. Thank you very much.
John, thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce our first scholarship winner, Adrian Hermosillo.
Hello. Yeah. All right, so I just wanted to start off.
Talk real close to the mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to start off by introducing myself. I'm Adrian Hermosillo. I'm an international business major, and I wanted to give a big thanks to CCB and everybody that can, you know, make the scholarship possible for me and all the other students. Gives a lot of, a lot of opportunity to people that need it, and I eventually want to be able to help other disabled students, especially those with like low vision, and to continue the higher education, and maybe even like get out of their comfort zone to study abroad or things like that. Definitely big aspirations that I would like to eventually also put my heart into and focus to also provide assistance to the community. So thank you guys.
Thank you, Adrian. Tuan, can you please raise your hand so somebody can see where you are? Okay. So, Tuan, when is our next scholarship winner who was able to attend? And we'll hear from him about what he's doing.
Good evening, CCB.
Good evening.
It is my honor and pleasure to be here with you all tonight. And I want to thank you, CCB, the Scholarship Committee, and certainly the Active Blind Incorporated for the opportunity for me to go into grad school with a degree in theoretical biochemistry. And I just finishing my first year, and without the support from CCB and Active Blind Incorporated, it would be impossible for me to get into my first year with maintaining the GPA at 4.0. And I'm doing a fantastic job during the last year. Thank you very much. And obviously, happy 85th anniversary of CCB. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tuan. So our scholarship application deadline has passed, but for those of you who are attending school in California, living in California, residents, attending full-time school, college, anywhere, we invite you to apply for the 2020 scholarship award when it comes out. Application process opens in February of 2020. So remember this, take note, put it on your calendar, and look for the application on the CCB website. Thank you very much. I appreciate being able to chair this wonderful committee, and I will give it back to Sarah.
All right. Well, thank you, Christy. And thank you to the Scholarship Committee for all of your hard work, as well as our two scholarship winners. Glad to have you here. All right, so next up, I have the pleasure of announcing Miss Linda Perel with our Publications Award. I have the pleasure of being on that committee as well. We like to call it the committee that doesn't suck. Yeah. So oh, and just a little side note here. Vivian, you're up next. You ready?
After Linda.
All right, Miss Linda. It's all for you now.
Okay. Where is the... Okay. Thank you. Well, we've had some interesting experiences trying to get our awards organized for this evening. We decided at one point, we're going to give three awards tonight. We decided at one point that we weren't going to give out plaques because we got some feedback from a winner of two plaques that they didn't want any more plaques hanging around their house. So we decided to go with simple certificates. And so that's what we've done. But it took a while to get them organized, and to get the material, decide what would be put on them, to get them printed, and to bring them here. So heroic efforts were made by one of our members, one of our newest members, Lynn Nishihara, who is not with us tonight, and the amazing, incomparable Sarah Harris, and her sidekick, Jamie Gibson Burroughs. I hope you're here tonight, Jamie, because I really want to give you a hug. So the yay. All right. So the awards are ready. But then Linda Perel was supposed to put the material that says what's on the awards in her Braille sense. And going through my Braille sense, it's not there. So I'm hoping the awards are here, and I'm hoping that the Braille is available for me to read. Is that the case? We don't have Braille. Oh, you know what? You know what's really wonderful? Two of the winners aren't here tonight. So their awards will be mailed to them. So what I'm going to need is the wonderful Lisa to read each award tonight for me, so that then we can present the one to the person who's here. We will start with the two for, we gave two awards for writers. We decided to stop doing the issue-oriented and lifestyle article. We found that was just too confining. And so we decided to do awards for excellence in writing. And both of these awards that we gave were for first-time writers, it turned out. So Lisa will read those first, and then she will read the special award last that we are going to offer. So
I guess, Linda, I'll loan you my Lisa's eyeballs. It'll be okay. I guess I can do that. All right.
You know, we're family, aren't we?
That's true. All right. Go for it, Miss Lisa.
Linda, I only charge Sarah $5.99 a minute, so you're free.
California Council of the Blind Publications Award. Outstanding article by a first-time contributor goes to Miley George for...
Yay!
Awarded for Half the Person, Twice the Life, the Blind Californian Fall 2018 issue, presented this 8th day of June 2019 in Fresno, California.
Let me say a little bit about that article. Miss Miley is not here tonight, but her award can be delivered, hand-delivered by our own Gabe Griffith so that we don't have to mail it. Yahoo! And this was a fabulous article about her friend Laurie Van Allen, who went through a weight loss surgery and recovery. And Miley wrote in such a compassionate way about her friend. That's why she got this award.
Outstanding article by a first-time contributor to Jacob Lesner Buxton for My Love Letter to Orientation and Mobility, the Blind Californian Fall 2018 issue, presented this 8th day of June 2019 in Fresno, California.
Okay, so this article was by a young man who went to California School for the Blind. His mom, Judith Lesner, some of you may know, has been involved with that school for a very long time. Jacob now lives in Santa Barbara, and he wrote this fabulous article about the independence that he gained from taking O&M. And we in the publications committee felt that that really captured the experience that many of us have had learning attaining the freedom that O&M training gave us. So we're going to send this award to Jacob. And finally, surprise, surprise.
California Council of the Blind Publications Award, Effective Writing, which galvanized and motivated council members during difficult times, to Judy Wilkinson. For inspired, idea-rich articles in the Blind Californian, enabling CCB members to focus on strengthening and revitalizing the organization, presented this 8th day of June 2019 in Fresno, California.
Yeah.
So that is our awards for this evening. Miss Judy, would you like to say a word or two?
You know, I have never gotten an award from before in this organization. And the Publications Committee knows how much I love that committee and loved being editor of the Blind Californian. And this means a great deal to me. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Okay, Sarah, take it away.
So, and let the record show, I tried to call that award the Cheeseburger Award, but nobody went for it. Oh. All right, everybody. So we're going to move on to membership awards. But real quick, since we're on the topic of membership, I just want to thank CCB Fresno and all its members for being so super awesome. Let's give them a hand. All right. And I want to thank our two delegates, Ms. Jamie Gibson Barrows and Veronica Hernandez, for all their hard work. I want to see your reports, you know, a single space, 12 pages long. I don't know. Oh, yeah, we got to do a large print. All right. So moving on. All right, Ms. Vivian, do you have a mic?
Yes.
All right. So we're going to move on with Vivian Younger, co-chair. Hi. Are you co-chair or chair? You're a chair.
I'm both ways.
you're both ways? All
yes.
Right. So Vivian Younger, chair of the membership committee, you're on.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I wanted to thank 50 people that showed up this morning, and we had a very good membership breakfast. So thank you again, and it was very productive and very exciting. Hold on to your hats. We have a big year in store, of which we're hoping to see you along the way. Okay. So the Incentive Growth Awards will be announced in other publications. So what I'd like at a later date. So what I'd like to do, though, is to present the Chapter of the Year Award. First of all, I want to describe the award to you. It's a mahogany. It's really beautiful. On the background, it's blue with a blue glass, blue plating. And then it has gold with the writing of the award written there. So I will read that to you. It's very difficult to leave out the chapter because it's part of the description of the award. So I'm just going to tell you who it is, and you'll find out, and we'll hear about it together. The Chapter of the Year Award, the San Francisco Chapter. For exemplifying outstanding endeavors involving services and hosted their annual Hooray for Braille celebration. A collaborative endeavor involving the Braille Revival League of California, held to solidify connections with the San Francisco Library, the Talking Book and Braille Library, and the local community of diverse ages and abilities. Their project emphasized children's literature while furthering the purpose of accessibility for all. So we present this award on June 8, 2019 to the San Francisco chapter at the CCB banquet in the city of Fresno, California. Hooray for Braille! Is Vita here?
Oh, I bet she is.
Vita, you're going to do a tap dance so I can find you?
Yes, she is.
Can someone take this to Vita?
The San Francisco chapter is so proud to accept this award, and we just love our Hooray for Braille. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. We come up with newer ideas, and the last one I have to share with you last year, that we got Braille Fortune Cookies, which was purchased for us through BRLC. And we handed out the Braille Fortune Cookies along with an alphabet card, a Braille alphabet card, and so that people could actually try to read the fortune cookies on their own.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. We have a children's story hour, which is really fun. The kids get to see the Braille, and they get to touch the books, and they so it's good. And there's several people we could thank, but number one would be Linda Perel for, in the past, was it 2 years, chairing the committee? And anyway, yes, we are very happy. Thank you.
Congratulations, San Francisco chapter. Can everybody say hooray for Braille? That is so super. Thanks. So now we can copy, right? All of us? All right. Yes.
I just looked at all the nice committee members really quick.
Can we get a mic to Vivian, please?
I just wanted to acknowledge the hard work and support and the dedication that our committee has done this past year and are planning on doing this next year and other years, of course. And so the committee members are Sugar Lopez, Karen Schroeder, Joe Smith, Larice Diamond, and who am I missing? Artis Bazin. And, of course, Alani. So that's the committee. And since we are planning on wanting to involve other chapters, we hope to see many more people along the way. Thank you.
Oh, can somebody get a mic to Linda? Oh, Lisa, thank you.
Okay, drop the ball on this one. I want to thank my own committee as well. Let's see. We have got Susan Glass, Roger Peterson, Bonnie Rennie, Sarah Harris, Gabe Griffith, me, and I'm forgetting somebody. Lynn Nishihara, and Mike Keithley. So... thank you, all the committee.
Thank you, Linda, for remembering us.
Oh, well, I'm getting on, you know.
And I want to thank the membership committee for all your hard work. Thank you, guys. All right, so next up, we're going to have Charlene. Oh, you know what? Never mind, Charlene. We're kicking you to the curb for a Dora prize. All right. So, Miss Lisa, shake them up.
So we are going to raffle off a handmade ceramic with a Starbucks card donated by the Redwood Empire chapter. Nice. Joshua Sanders.
Oh, all right.
Congratulations, Joshua. Another first timer. Woohoo!
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
You want to do the prize? Move on to Charlene.
All right. I got the official ruling by the president. We are going to do another door prize.
Okay. What I got? How about a Starbucks ceramic mug with $25 gift card donated by the Greater Bakersfield chapter. Margaret Buchman Garcia.
All right, Margaret.
Margaret, can you raise your hand so we can get a runner to you? Margaret?
Oh.
She's not here?
She's not here.
Okay, sorry, Margaret. Chris Fendrick.
Ah, that's
Chris,
his chapter.
Chris, can you raise your hand? Chris, can you raise your hand so the runner can know? There you go.
All right, congratulations, Chris. Hey, everybody, I want to give a little quick shout-out to our mic runner tonight. It's Miss Mercedes. Everybody give her a hand. All right, so Charlene, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, everybody, here's Miss Charlene Arnelles.
Okay, first I want to thank my committee. It's Anthony, Gabe, and Judy, and we... thank you all for all the work you did, and we had to get some real creativity going, and so thank you very much. The first one, I need to see if somebody would get a mic to Jeff Tom, please.
Can you raise your hand, Jeff?
Okay, Lisa's bringing the award, and she will read it.
After Jeff. I have the mic.
California Council of the Blind Legislative Award, the Cal FAP Committee. FAP, Free Appropriate Public Education, composed of special education professionals in the blindness field, have volunteered countless hours to spearhead legislation to ensure that students who are blind or have low vision are provided with the services they need to become independent, productive adults. Presented this 8th day of June, 2019, in the city of Fresno, California.
So I'm going to present it to Jay Shupin. First, I'm going to say, while I hand it to her, that the FAPE committee is Free and Appropriate Public Education. And Jay is here tonight, and she is an awesome woman, a mobility instructor, and in her spare time, and I don't know how she has any, but she seems to have enough to call me like every day or two. especially when I'm trying to listen to sporting events. But she has spearheaded the effort that has made the Free and Appropriate Public Education Committee the arm that has almost single-handedly, with a little help from CCB, got AB 947 all the way to where it is going to pass the Senate and be signed by the governor very soon. And so let's hear it for Jay Shupin and the FAPE Committee. Because they are a great bunch of people to work with, and Jay has been leading them. So
here you go. Thank you,
Thanks,
Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I want to say this is from the committee is part of the California Association of Orientation and Mobility Specialists. I am an O&M specialist, and it sounds like everybody here knows about AB 947. If you know about AB 947. Say hallelujah! Give me a hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Okay, so let me just say, this year, it looks like what we have now is going to go all the way to the top, but there are parts that we didn't get into the bill, so we're going to reapproach next year to try to make sure we get an ECC mandate, Expanded Core Curriculum mandate. So that means all the students in California in schools where visually impaired would have access to assistive technology, training in assistive technology, social skills, recreation, leisure, sensory effectiveness, sensory efficiency, self-advocacy, and gosh, I forgot what the other ones are, and independent living, and all those nine areas that are on the ECC. So the most important part I want to say about that is that we couldn't have done it without our superhero, our legislative superhero, who is Jeff Tom. Because I was just the brawn in the outfit, but the person who was the brains, who knew what to do, was Jeff. And it couldn't have happened without Jeff. So really, this should be Jeff's award. And that's what I told him. But I think it's cute, so I'll keep it. And so stay tuned for next year and pay attention to all the alerts because we're going to need a lot of help to get the ECC through. Thank you very much. Thanks for being part of my community.
In coming up with the people for these awards, there are many names that come to mind, but we had to limit down to how many awards we could give out. So since we can't give everybody an award, and you all work really hard to keep the CCB going and moving forward, pat yourselves on the back. And now I would like to have a mic be sent to artists. And this is the community award. No matter what happens in the community, somehow artist's name is involved, whether it be the CCB, the community, or her church.
Community Service Award, Artist Bazin, Life Member CCB, President Multiple Terms, Greater LA and Glendale Burbank Chapters, Longtime Board Member, Secretary 2015 to 2019, Committees, Publications, Co-Chair Governmental Affairs, State and National Randolph Shepherd Vendors. For decades, Artis has championed the development and growth of membership at the state and national levels, including work with the statewide students affiliate. She serves her church in several capacities, including its prison ministry. Active in the American Business Women's Association, presented this 8th day of June 2019 in the city of Fresno, California.
Thank you. I always tell people I'm too busy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. It's really sweet.
Okay. The next one goes to somebody else who's very involved, helps out with the CCB a lot, and that is, if somebody would get a mic to her, Christy Crespin. This is also the Community Service Award.
Community Service Award, Christy Crespin, member since 1971, past president and current secretary, Active Blind Inland Valley Chapter, former president of the Student Division, trustee Ellen Murphy Fund, chair, Crisis Committee, chair, Scholarship Committee, 2016 to present. Community activities include NASW, California Council for Disability Issues, Riverside Advisory Committee on Disability Issues, charter member Riverside Center for Independent Living. Now she sings in her church choir and is active in other church activities. Presented this 8th day of June 2019 in the city of Fresno, California.
Congratulations.
Wow. I'm shocked. Thank you so very much. Wow. Okay. Oh, cute. Oh, wow. He kept a secret from me. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate this award, and it means a lot to me.
The next award goes to somebody who does an awful lot of a lot of different things. So we want to make sure that he is recognized. This is, if somebody will get a mic, to Frank Welty, and he gets the Merit Award.
Merit Award, Frank Welty, member since 1992, served as first vice president, longtime board member, past president of the San Francisco chapter, and the statewide guide dog handlers affiliate. Active in the Braille Revival League of California and California Library Users. Former chair of Fundraising Committee. Active member of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee. He has volunteered countless hours to advocacy efforts. Presented this 8th day of June 2019 in the city of Fresno, California.
Okay, our next award, I need... No? Oh, sorry about that.
They say that idle hands do the devil's work, so I guess that CCB is keeping the devil away from me.
Okay, I need an escort for the next person. Would somebody come and escort Pam Metz? Up to the front, please. This next award is to the Hall of Fame, to somebody very special, to all of us. He brought a lot of people into the CCB. He worked all his life for the CCB, for guide dogs. Fortunately, we were able to let him know before he left us that he was getting this award. So, Lisa, if you'd please read this award.
I'm going to try, but Pam's been making me cry since she entered the building, so I'm going to try. Hall of Fame, Kenneth Metz. Born February 10th, 1946. Died May 9th, 2018. CCB member for 45 years. Board member on two occasions. Second Vice President, 2000 to 2004 and 2018. President Greater Los Angeles Chapter, 2000 to 2004, 2012 to 2018. President twice of the Statewide Guide Dog Handlers Affiliate. Streamed solo, 9 conventions for ACB Radio. Promoted Diabetics Interest Group. Contributed to LA Radio Reading Service, 2007 to 2018. Handler of 15 guide dogs. He never stopped promoting interest of handlers and their dogs. Dedicated to the education outreach, Ken spent hours talking with hundreds of people who needed guidance or advice. Ken was a tireless advocate for people who are blind and low vision. Presented this 8th day of June in the city of Fresno.
This is not nice. I hate crying. when Judy called me and told me what was going on, I said to myself, let me tell him what is happening, because I just had a sneaky suspicion that he was leaving us. So I shouldn't Tatiana happened to be there with us, and they left the room, and I said, dear, CCB is going to, the board is going to vote to have you included into the Hall of, inducted into the Hall of Fame. And all he said was, tell him I said thank you. He never said about time or anything that way. He just said, tell him I said thank you. And he loved CCB. He loved ACB. But more than that, Ken loved helping people. He loved mentoring. He loved talking. He loved talking. He loved talking. Give him a mic and you would never get it back. But he loved guide dogs. I think he got his first guide dog in 1963. He was 17. I was 4. He worked guide dogs forever. And he actually believed that every handler in the United States deserved to be able to walk down the street and not have any issues with people, dogs, or anything in their way, to relax and enjoy their dogs. So he would really, really love this award, and all he would say is thank you. So thank you.
Okay. We have one last award, and Lisa is escorting Pam back to her seat. If Lisa would take the next award and the microphone to a person who has been the pilot, the captain of a lot of legislation, been president of the CCB a couple of different times, and has been our solid person for the legislature, Jeff Tom. We're inducting you into the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, Jeff Tom. Jeff has served as CCB's president and immediate past president for the last 15 years while also working full or part-time. He served 4 years as first vice president for the American Council of the Blind and still serves on the ACB board. For many years, he has guided CCB through legislative and advocacy efforts. He has helped organize numerous Capitol days, as well as spent countless hours at the Capitol advocating on behalf of Californians who are blind or who have low vision. Jeff has chaired and served on multiple committees, been an advisor to chapters and affiliates, and is always available for anyone who has a question. Inducted this 8th day of June 2019 in the city of Fresno, California.
And can Mercedes, can you get a mic to Gabe Griffith? Gabe, raise your hand. But before Jeff speaks.
I'm not going to say very much.
Well, hold on, Jeff.
Oh, got to get a picture first. We're getting a photo op.
And then after Gabe, we'll be getting a mic to Gene. So Gene, if you could raise your hand just so Mercedes sees where you're at. All right, Gabe, you're on if you have a mic. Not yet.
Almost.
All right, I have the mic now. So it is my distinct honor this evening to be able to say a few words about Jeff. Last night, you heard me say that you guys have Gene to blame for me being part of this organization. And I'm also honored to pair with him to talk about Jeff. Jeff, as you heard, has been a mentor to many. One of the things that Jeff has taught me is how to run a meeting and listen to a sports game at the same time. I still remember one year when Giants were in the World Series. I come into a pre-convention board meeting. I was going to sit down and thought I'd have a nice, relaxing board meeting. Jeff comes over and I think I was board secretary at the time. Jeff comes and says to me, "I need you to come sit next to me." I thought it had something to do with me being secretary. No, he says, "I'm running this meeting and I can't listen to the game. I need you to follow it and tell me what's going on."
Well, my priorities, right?
That's right. Like I said, I learned. All joking aside and getting serious, Jeff is one of the hardest working people I've ever known. As we said in that, while he was working probably 80 hour a week for his job, he was still running CCB. I don't know how he did it. If anyone ever wanted to call and ask him a question, he was there for him. If any chapter affiliate needed advice, Jeff was there for him. And it has been my privilege and honor to be able to call him a colleague and a friend. So, Jeff, congratulations.
Can you get the mic to Gene, please? Gene, can you raise your hand?
Thank you. It gives me great pleasure to see that you received this honor. you've put in decades of commitment in the work and the purpose of this organization, and a lot of it that people are not aware of. Gabe asked me if I would assist him in saying some words, and especially since the fact that you and I go back close to 40 years, and before you came and saw the light and joined this new organization, and Jeff, when we got to know one another, when he was representing the Federation locally in Sacramento, and it was very refreshing dealing with him, it still is, on he was open to ideas. He was promoting suggestions and things that should be done that were definitely council positions. But his tireless time and talent that he's given over the year is just incredible. And that, and that's what somebody getting this award earns it, for a long commitment. You know, you can see the efforts of Jeff's reflected in the advancement in legislation and regulations on the state and national levels in the areas of human services, social services, education, transportation, accessibility, voting, go on, and now he's taken on census work, plus other things there. You know, and some of the other traits that that have helped us so much, and it's been alluded to, is Jeff's organizational skills, organizing the Capitol Day, the District Day, in his writing. I'm really impressed how he can just, on the spur of the moment, put together a resolution that is pretty decent the first time through. Shorter than mine, but...
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They have about 12 less commas, too.
Yeah. So, but, you know, and two is Jeff has promoted the development of membership and the leadership, and I could say in our chapter we've had some very talented people, but Jeff has worked with them and helped them in their growth in coming to the state level. I could say several other things, but time is running out. And again, congratulations on this award, Jeff.
All right, now, Jeff, you are now allowed to take your award.
One more person.
Hello, California. My name is Greg Holland. Some know me, a lot do not. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. And I came out here because some of my good friends have drugged me out here from California to California. But Jeff Tom, I have worked with at ACB, and also to reiterate what Gabe says, I've served with him on resolution committees, and ACB, and he has been a great mentor to me, and is always available for anything related to anything. You can call him if you can get him out of baseball or out of his baseball game, but he's always there, available, and has taught me a lot of things, and I think he is a very great person and deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you, Greg, for that impromptu. All right, Jeff, now you can accept your award.
I'm going to be...
No.
We've got to get on with the Elvis impersonator. I'm going to make it less than 90 seconds, hopefully less than a minute. Oh, sorry. I want to thank the awards committee. I want to thank Gabe and Gene and Greg. I still can't beat Greg at this football game I gave him, and I'm really upset at that. But otherwise, he is a good guy. I suspect it's an honor to follow Ken and Gene before him into this Hall of Fame. But I suspect I could speak for all three of us if I said that it would be even a greater honor if 20 years from now we're still installing people into that Hall of Fame, and this organization is better than ever. Thank you very much. I did forget one small thing. There are many times I've thought about backing away, even from CCB, and if it weren't for Leslie, my wife, telling me, no, you got to go on, there's too much at stake, I probably would have. So you need to give her a round of applause for keeping me on the straight and narrow.
On behalf of the committee, the members of the CCB, we congratulate you, all the winners.
So thank you very much, Charlene, and all the awards committee members. Let's give them a round of applause, guys. All right. So, you know, I think it's that time that we have a few raffles out there that some of our chapters and affiliates have been doing. Anybody want to come forward? And
yes.
All right. So, Miss Charlene, you're up first. And if you could remind people the color of their ticket and all that good stuff, that's probably a good thing.
Okay.
I got the winner. What are you talking about?
The color of the tickets is white with black writing. Our tickets also have Braille. So, you know, those who read Braille can read their tickets. And many times he's in the shadows. But I think what I'm going to do is let our Mr. Steve, go ahead and draw the winning person number. Yes? Huh? Oh, yes. Said it so much. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, and I've divided the money, and it's we took in $304, so it's $102. $152.
Steve Mendelson is drawing the ticket.
All right, Steve, draw my name. My number
is 7154. 7154.
That's me.
Yay! Whoa, who is?
Who's that?
Oh my gosh, congratulations, Olivia Ostergaard. That is too cool. All right, Livy, remember that one time, you know, I loaned you that money? I think it was $150 and some change, okay? Congratulations, Livy. All right, I think the students have one as well. Who from the students is coming up?
Actually, we're still looking for the winner.
Oh. Oh, false alarm.
5-4. Last 254.
7154. All right. We're going to have you draw. No, wait. Thanks for the update.
Ooh, touchy subject. Touchy subject.
Okay. Nobody's responding. We said you had to have your ticket here at the banquet. So, going once.
7154.
Going twice. Gone. Steve will now draw another number.
Six, nine, oh, nine.
6909 belongs to me.
Oh, Linda Perot. Hey. So, Linda, that one time. Linda. All right. So, let's check her ticket. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
It's Linda.
How about Linda Perot?
Sorry.
And I have her ticket, so it's a winner.
All right. So congratulations, Linda. Okay.
That is so sweet. It pays for everything I bought from Barry Sure.
All right. And who's coming up from the students?
Artis is behind you.
Oh, Artis is. All right. So.
Let me give
you a wireless
thing.
That'll
work.
Oh, okay. Okay. We have five winners for this student raffle. The first one is Tristan Callie, won the tote bag. The second one, Richard Rutta, won the Bluetooth speaker earbuds. The third one, Karen Schroeder, won the mini speaker. Leslie Tom, the iPhone accessory pack. And Anthony Singarella, the Android accessory pack.
And here's two ones.
All right. Thank you, my dear. Uh-huh. Nice doing business with you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Did anybody else have a raffle? I guess that's a no. How about a door prize, Lisa? But yeah, let's sweeten them up, Lisa.
Okay. So let's raffle off a $25 gift card from the High Desert Chapter. If I pronounce this wrong, I'm so sorry. Graeme Whitaker. Graeme Whitaker, G-R-A-E-M-E.
Graham.
Graham Whitaker.
Graham
Whitaker. Oh. Terry Elliott. Is Terry here? Okay. Guillermo Robles.
All right, and back to do a good old CCB banquet tradition is our one and only Madam Treasurer, Lisa Presley Thomas.
So this is probably my favorite day of the year as treasurer. I would like to ask if there are any chapters or affiliates that would like to make a donation.
Thank you.
Okay. First off, thank you guys for the award again. Second off, on behalf of the Greater Los Angeles chapter, and I can tell you this hurt their treasurer very much, we'd like to donate $1,000 to the general fund and $500 to the scholarship fund.
Woo! Thank you.
And guess what? And guess what? And both envelopes are brailled. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fancy smancy.
They're still cleaning up the mud stains at
Corky's. Hey, thank you, Greater LA Chapter.
Yes, and little known fact, guys, did you guys know that Lisa can actually sight read braille?
A little, basically,
pretty
small
dang
amount.
Good. Pretty dang good. Pretty dang good. So I just,
yeah,
one of those.
Exactly. I can, in any language.
And that's important.
This is Alice Turner, and I actually have two announcements with two hats. The first one is from Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated on behalf of our wonderful treasurer Vita and our fundraising committee. We are donating $1,000 to the general fund. And on behalf of Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, we have donated $278 to the scholarship fund.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Sylvia Reese from Sacramento with the ACB Capital Chapter, and we are donating $500 to the general fund.
Hey, Lisa, can you put on your CCB Fresno Treasurer hat?
So, as CCB Fresno Chapter Treasurer, the Fresno Chapter would like to make a $700 donation to the general fund.
Thank you, ma'am. You're dismissed. Now go back to your other hat.
And the state treasurer accepts that.
Hi, Chris Spendrick, Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind, with $250 for the scholarship fund. Thank you.
Yay!
Yes, this is Anthony Signorello, as president of the Greater Los.
Wow, he's in the future running.
Ambitions, okay. As president of the Glendale Burbank Area Chapter of CCB, we would like to donate $250 to the general fund in the hope that you keep the 800 number.
All right. From Bayview Chapter, this is Maria Mitchell, and I have a check for $208 to go to the scholarship fund. $208. That's what I was told.
Thank you. Do we have any other chapters or affiliates that would like to make a donation? So as state treasurer, I would just like to thank those chapters and affiliates that donated. We appreciate.
Hold on, Lisa. Judy has something to say.
Okay. Our wonderful friends from the Silicon Valley chapter, John and Susan Glass, have once again, in this year, has given us a generous donation of $2,500. Also, apparently, our records weren't up to date, and we missed announcing two people who gave us money
as on their registration forms, and I apologize to, wouldn't you know, our award winners tonight, Christy Crespin and Artis Basin, who both weren't recognized last night for their donations. And finally, Alice Turner has asked me to announce that she has purchased a life membership for her husband, Rob Turner. For the work that he has done in the past, an amazing amount, and the work he's doing now and will continue to do in the future. Thank you, Alice and Rob.
Judy, this is Vita.
Yes.
My husband, Frank Welty, and I are going to make a $500 donation.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Lisa, back to you.
So again, thank you all so much for your generous donations. I cannot tell you how much CCB and I appreciate it. I will definitely make sure that these dollars go to good use. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. You know what? I think we want to do another door prize, though.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe you should have somebody in the audience pull the ticket.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah.
I need to run to the back and get some more door prizes.
All right.
So hold on.
Do, 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 do. Oh, I love Jeopardy.
Okay.
All right, she's
so
back.
So let's raffle off another Scentsy pack from Mary Beth Randall's World of Scents. So I did not grab this name because I don't want anybody to think that I'm being biased of my own chapter. Jan Carmichael.
Woo, congratulations, Jan. Let's do another one.
So let's do $25 from the Greater LA Chapter. Aisha McKinney. Yeah.
All right. You know, that's so awesome because we pulled your name earlier and you weren't here, so that's good. Let's do it. Yeah, are you guys okay with that?
Yes.
All in favor, say. Aye. All right.
Let me run back to the back.
How many steps are you at today, Lisa?
I don't know yet.
I think I saw on Facebook.
I was at almost 13,000 yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wow. Convention, the best exercise ever.
So let's raffle off a handmade ceramic bowl with a Starbucks gift card donated by the Greater Empire Chapter.
Is it the Inland Empire?
Redwood, right?
Redwood Empire.
Oh, did I say, yeah, Redwood, yes. Santa Rosa,
yeah.
My hometown, I apologize. Vivian Younger.
All right, Vivian.
Vivian, can you raise your hand so we can have a runner come to you? She stepped out.
Oh. pull another name. Sorry, Viv.
George Vanderberg.
Vanderberg. John, is it John?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. It says George. John.
John Vanderberg, yeah.
John, are you here?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, he's here.
George, John?
It's John.
Okay.
Not here?
So, President Judy, the time has come.
Yep, all right.
Are they ready?
Huh?
Lisa, are they ready?
I said, the tag said George.
Oh.
George Vanderberg.
Oh, Vanderberg, I'm sorry. No, it's George Vanderberg.
It said George Vanderberg. V-A-N-D-E-R-V-E-R-G.
Yeah, sorry. Yes.
Congratulations, George. Huh? All right, everybody. So to introduce our special guest for tonight, I'm going to turn it back over to President Judy. All right, the mic's all yours.
You know, I so appreciate Sarah. I begged her to let me introduce this part of the evening. 62 years ago, when I was just 13, on October 26th, 1957, I met Elvis Presley. I'm embarrassed to say this. You can read all about this, though, in the summer issue of the Blind Californian, where I submitted the article that I wrote for several years ago, but I thought this was a wonderful time to present it. And I had to admit in that article that I played the blind card. There was a contest on a local radio station that said, state in 25 words or less why you want to meet Elvis Presley. Now, I may not get the exact word count but what I wrote was, since I can't see Elvis Presley, I have to meet him in person. And I won. Listen, he was 20. I got all shook up. I wish I'd thought of that for my article. He was performing in San Francisco at the Civic Auditorium, and I got to go to a press conference that was held before that event. And of course, there were lots of questions in the press conference, and I'm getting more and more nervous, and my hands are sweating, and I'm, oh my God, what's going to... And, you know, luckily, at the moment, I thought they've forgotten. They aren't going to remember. And all of a sudden, the gentleman who was from KYA, who was the sponsor of the contest, grabbed me and took me up in front of the room and said, Elvis, this young lady has won our contest to meet you. And so he put his arm around me. And, I mean, he's 22. You know, I'm 13. He was such a gentleman. You know, everybody was, the press was terrible to him. They were terrible. And he would just say, yes, ma'am, and no, sir, and so forth. And so I was just trembling like a leaf, and he said, don't be nervous, honey. And, you know, and he, so we stood there a minute and longer, and he said, what's your favorite song? And I said, I want you, I need you, I love you.
Wow.
He said, I'll sing it just for you. And we then were able to, I went to the concert that followed and joined thousands of other screaming teenagers. I was not that kind of girl. You know, I wasn't one of those screaming teenagers. Well, I got the fever and I just screamed my head off. And I had, it was such a, it was a, you know, to this day, it's one of the, Steve used to always joke and say the high point of his life happened at 9 years old when the Brooklyn Dodgers won the pennant. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that probably the high point of my life happened that day when I was 13. I'm supposed to kill a couple of more minutes here, but I never thought I'd actually be able to say that Elvis is in the building. But you know, Elvis is in the building, and when they are ready, we are ready to welcome the king!
I just want to say that my whole life, being named Lisa Presley, I was teased that Elvis was my dad, and I knew that Elvis was alive. I can actually now say Elvis is alive, because I'm about to see him in about 2 minutes.
Well, and Lisa, maybe they'll, after or sometime, you'll tell us what his costume looks like. Or maybe.
I can describe it, sure.
Audio description.
Audio description.
You did?
Well,
oh.
Not a fake one.
Oh.
Yeah. This is the real one.
This is the real one, of course.
Gosh, this is the quietest I've heard you guys.
Well, I, you know.
Well, you know what? How much time do we have?
They're getting ready. They said when I started, give them 10 minutes. So.
Will he describe his suit?
That he's walking down the hall.
Oh, he's walking down the hall.
All right, girls, get your panties out.
Everyone, I know you are very excited for your special guest. He is in the building. All right, are you folks ready for a little bit of rock and roll?
Yes!
Well, let's give a big welcome to Jeremy Elvis Pierce.
Everybody's ready to have a good time here.
Amen. Don't you step on my loose suede shoes? Yeah. So you
guys are
out of
school.
Yeah, we are.
Before we go any further, I'd like to introduce you real quick to my helpers. First of all, there's a young man around in here who sets up all my equipment for me. Would you give a round of applause for Zach? He does a round of applause. There he is. And then there's a young lady back here who's queuing up all the songs. She's been with my show for 17 years. Would you say hello to Diane back here?
Hey!
Well, we've got two more songs we'd like to do for you. And after we do those last couple songs, I'm going to go outside and catch my breath. And then I'm going to come back in, and we're going to take all the pictures that you want to take. I see a lot of people with cameras and so forth, and we'll be happy to do that for you. But we got a couple more we want to do. This is another one by request.
We've
had a song that was just there, we're going to do a little bit of Jailhouse.
Yay!
Bring me a scarf for this lady down there. Old Sam Blunt was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Smiling and waiting to the sax. Little Joe Blunt was like, come on, boy, and come on, bitch, move back. Oh, the sisters of Purple Gate.
Lisa.
Everybody on the old Sam Blunt was dancing to the jailhouse rock.
So Elvis,
no,
hold on. Hey, Elvis.
For inviting us. There is one more that we'd like to do for you.
So, yeah.
Elvis Presley performed right across the street from here in Celland Arena in 1973 and 1974. And he closed both of his concerts with this song. So we'd like to make it a trifecta with I Can't Help Falling In
Love.
Wise men say only fools will change, but I can't help falling in love with you, and shall I stay? Would it be the same if I falling in love with you? Well, like a river falls, surely to the sea, darling, something's over to me. Take my hand and take my whole life too. Falling in love with you, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Now, if you want to.
said, though, Elvis will be back in the building in just a few minutes. If you want to get a picture, bring up your cameras, your camera phones. We'll be happy to help you do that. Again, we want to thank you so much for having us here with you this evening. We hope you had as good a time as we did, and we sure hope to see you all again soon. Yay!
So, can it?
I'd say wrap it up, Sarah.
That's what I was trying to do, but something's going on.
Hang on, folks.
All right, everybody. So I just want to thank everybody for coming. I mean, how often can you start a banquet with a Presley and end with a Presley? Yeah? Ba-dum-bum, see how that goes? So, but really quick, I have to thank one more Presley. Is he in the room? No? Okay.